Hey everyone, I'm so excited for you to hear my conversation with Jeff Deperon this week. He's a trainer of Victoria's Secret models, among other celebrities. Jeff's band workout method is all about creating length in the body, healing, and allowing for painless, sustainable strength. His goal is to bring pleasure and joy into the process, and that joy translates into real confidence. He gives you the real on nutrition, processed foods, and managing expectations around fatigue, all while focusing on the overall alignment for healing. I literally have seen results after our first session and didn't think we could achieve what he's done for my body. I've had tremendous success with this training and my body has forever changed. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff has kind of changed my way of thinking and feeling about fitness and how I work out and how I have found results to be so fast with so much ease. So I thank you, Jeff. And for people that don't know you, maybe could you just introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Jeff and I'm a trainer. I'm a celebrity trainer, but I train all kinds of people, you know?
Yeah.
And I know I have the honor of training high profile people, celebrities, sport people, entertainment people, but my focus is only one, to get them always personalized workout to fit their needs. And within that, I start evolving to more like consciousness part of it. So they get into their spiritual without even knowing that it's happening. And then I find with the bands, we talk about this, very easy because the flow, it kind of follow the rhythm of nature and our own bodies. So people start, without knowing, getting a very intelligence about their own bodies. Oh, this is happening to me. You can do this with bands because the bands will pull and you control the strength of the flow of the movement. And I think people start getting aware of their own bodies and they start, wow, this is happening to me here. So I didn't know this could happen to me. I never felt this muscle before. This is because of the bands. You cannot do the weights because the weights are very linear movements and the bands are very flowy and go to every direction. So you can get every single muscle inside of your body
without stressing
your body.
Yeah, yes. And without stressing the body. And I remember our first time together, like certain parts were really painful. And then Now if I do these same workouts, it's almost like I enjoy it. And It's like feeding a certain energetic response in my body. So, but the main thing I want everyone to know is that like I expected, because coming from like if you do these hardcore workouts that are on the market or CrossFit, I guess there's a time and place for those too. But for a longevity speaking place, the ease that I had and have had in your workouts is incredible.
And then you said the right word, the longevity. So I think, the CrossFit and the heavyweights has a place, for people. But I think when you start, but when you think about longevity, flexibility, self-healing, the bands are the answer for. The bands for me, the workout with the bands is more like a self-care, self-healing. While you are stretching, you strengthen your body at the same time. Mm-hmm. And you can go to exercise and you can do any kind of movement you want with the bands. And you always have the resistance to accompany you to remind of your body, oh, I feel this in my body. And also what the band does is it stress you and makes your muscles disconnect from your connect tissues and on your bones. So you're very stressed. You don't feel pain. You might in the beginning because you're not, your body's so used to be compressed, but you are long and then you feel so good.
It's amazing,
isn't it? And you get a flexibility.
We see these people that you train and their bodies.
Long people.
And it's beautiful. And so, and to also have the understanding that it didn't need to be so painful or, there's all of this yo-yo dieting going on or Ozempic or whatever, but it's just incredible that this method, the bands that you're talking about are specific bands that you have that are weighted like a certain.
I use many different kinds of bands. I use the regular bands everybody knows that put around your ankles or, over your knees, but I use the long bands. And I do use the long bands in my own way. It's not a linear, because most people that use the bands, they continue doing a linear workout, just from like I gyro movements, circular movements, a spiral movement, so I can get all the muscles in your body. You know, when you do a spiral movement in your body, you're getting everything. Nothing is untouched. So you're getting every muscle to support the movement. So you don't leave anything out. So there's a very little. The more you work out with the bands, the more you strengthen your body, the less injury is going to be in your life. Also, the band is a functional movement. So movement that you use in life. When you do like CrossFit, it's used to gain muscles. But the bands allows you to be strong in every movement, like carrying your child or in picking up a box. And it's still movements I have to do every day. The bands will strengthen the muscles to support you to do that. So we're talking about yo-yo. Like, I think the fitness is evolving right now in this year, 2025, to beyond physical transformation. The people feel this fatigue, this yo-yo cycle with dieting and exercise because they experience over linear exercise. Push harder, eat less, and expect quick results.
Yeah.
You know, when you have this mentality, you overlook the holistic nature of true vitality.
Yeah.
You know?
There's just a certain intelligence that you're installing into these sessions and into these exercises that create such a deeper, better result.
And the harmonious integration of the body, mind, and spirit, where all aspects of your being work in balance to create a state of optimal well-being. That's for me is training, physical fitness training, fitness training. When you train your body, but also you align yourself in your spirituality. For me, this is really training. It's not just like lifting weights, because otherwise you get so focused on your body and you start to take your Ozempic because you want to be thin, because you lose your consciousness. Mm. And that you get this tunnel vision that I have to look at this, I have to look like her, I have to look like him. And then your own self goes away. You start doing things over and over again, but you get lost in it. That's why I think it happens to a lot of people. So
That's incredible. I mean, that's just so deep.
It is very deep, because it's very deep because when you work with the bands for a while, you start noticing change in your body. Yeah. And you start noticing the changes are so, so great. And you start pulling yourself in again. So you don't you don't care about what people are doing anymore. You're feeling good. You see the results. You're feeling good. And you know that with time, you're going to get there where you want. But also comes peace of mind. You know, something's happening. You're enjoying. And also, it's joyful. It's not like when you work with weights and heavy weights, it's kind of a chore to work out, you know? Yeah, I've had to work out. You know, it's like a chore, not such a pleasure. With the bands, it's very pleasurable. You know,
there's a confidence too I experienced myself. And then as you build the muscles, and then it's almost like an inner, it's like a muscle memory that you almost like know yourself. It's like a confidence of muscle memory. Like I know that I can move myself this way through this exercise. So it's incredible.
Because I believe that we all are born with that immense emotional intelligence. We're born to okay. But then people start overlooking things and like pay attention to other things and they start losing that. What the bands does is you start getting inner intelligence again. So, this happened to my body, like happened to you, this happened to me. So you start focusing that your body knows already what you need. You just have to give the right things. Hydration. I'm a believer that drinking water is so important. People overlook that. A lot of people drink a lot of energy drinks and give this crash, you know, give all this energy and then they crash. Drink lots of water. You're never going to crash. It gives you a lot of energy. It's just trust, have faith in it. Don't like expect to like, have an energized drink and start running and then you crash and then you feel sore. You have to go to massage. I can't believe it. People work out and then they go to infrared massage. Then to have a massage because their bodies need healing. With the bands, you're self-healing yourself at the same time working out. Oh. I haven't been to a massage in a long time.
Incredible, because of the flexibility.
My body felt well, you know, like I feel no pain. And sometimes I do feel now work out with the heavy bands, but the pain goes away after, you know, I don't ever take an Advil, you know?
Because the body has been designed.
Designed for that. So what I do, my workout, I believe in sacred geometry. So I base my routine in sacred geometry. It means mimicking and mirroring the universe, the animals, nature, movement, the air, the water, the fire, because this is within us. So it is part of us. So that's why you become so spiritually evolved as well, because spirituality means you are all connected. You know, you don't have to pray and, you know, it means that you connect your body, your spiritual essence. And through exercise, we can do that. We don't have to do the other way around. I don't believe exercise is only to work out. Exercise is some, exercise is a way of life.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? Like drinking water.
That's so beautiful. With those different types of workouts, fatigue can easily happen. I mean, I've seen it for myself. So for example, like a band workout, how many times a week versus to do like a group fitness class, maybe like once a week, and then maybe just stick to more of a holistic healing fitness band workout?
Yeah, I think that my workouts, twice a week is enough. And then to work out, do my routine. Then you can always, I'm a firm believer walking is a brisk walk in nature, you know, taking a yoga class or healing, or you take a yoga class or a Pilates class or a weight class. You know what I mean? I think you can balance it. Sometimes you want to lose in you a little weight as well. It's part of life. Just don't do it every day. But I think you're a program that, it is very joyful, and I think in nature is the place. I love walking. You know, my favorite cardio is my only cardio is to walk, brisk walk, and observing. Like I go to Franklin Canyon in Los Angeles. You know, it's like a canyon that's a beautiful trees and it's amazing trails, and can just walk and enjoy. You know, everything you see around you. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the cells, it's just
on
so
the sound.
Healing.
Just be there. You know. Be one with nature. And I think a lot of people also experience the fatigue because of this. They take energy drinks and they push them too hard and they don't eat well because they want to lose weight. So they start doing this crazy diets. For me, the only diet is you can fast. I believe intermittent fasting is good for you.
Okay.
I do a couple times a week. I think it's amazing. And you can do eating moderation. That's for me the best diet.
And so fasting, because there's so many different things, but like for men and women, what do you think like for fasting?
I think
it's
great. I think that intermittent fasting is a great thing. You can start doing like once or twice a week, you know?
For someone that really wanted to go for it and it would be like pretty effective and long-term and in a longevity sense, what do you recommend? Like fasting, do you think fasting for the whole day?
No. Intermittent fasting, like 16 hours.
Oh, just intermittent. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So just, wait until the first meal.
Yeah. For me, that's, if you want to do a fasting, like a whole day, I think you can do that once in a while.
Okay. You know? But not weekly.
Not weekly. But okay. I think the 16 hours a day is so precise and it is easy to do. If you're not used to, I remember I started doing this in 2014. It was very hard the first 2 months because I used to eating everything all the time, you know, and
breakfast. And,
breakfast. And then, now if I eat breakfast, I throw up because my body's so used to the fast. No, I'm kidding, but I feel so heavy.
No, but it's just,
You know, sometimes once in a while, I feel I'm hungry, I'm eating, then I feel bad. So I'm like, what did I eat? Because I didn't have to eat. It's just like my mind was playing with me.
Eating late, like what do you think about that? Sometimes eating at like 8 p.m. Sometimes I wake up and I shouldn't have eaten.
I think principle. If you eat, we have to wait 4 hours until you go to bed, 3 to 4 hours. I go to bed pretty early, like 8 o'clock, so I stop eating like 4, you know, and then I resume eating the next day. Like I have my coffee in the morning, my water, my tea, and then I have a breakfast, like it's in a small breakfast. After this, I have about 10, 11. Sometimes I go straight to lunch and I have a nice lunch, but I always eat like whole foods. I cook all my meals. because it's so very hard. I don't eat anything processed. No, I eat even protein shakes. Because I think also even protein shakes processed is not good for you. You know, honestly, your body's not supposed to eat processed foods.
And I'm sorry, like, if people don't want to hear it, but I mean, I honestly, just even taking out very healthy chips, for example, it's just processed. I feel a difference. I completely feel different. My whole entire body. I'm like, wow, I look great. And it's like, well, because I'm not eating processed food.
Yes.
But there's still enjoyable foods like fruit and all kinds of things that are whole.
You can have that once in a while, you know, if you really, you know, sometimes it is what it is. No, you're in a hurry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's
travel,
not.
Whatever.
Yeah. But it's not. Yeah. We travel. Like, I was traveling a lot last year with clients and almost the whole year I travel. And sometimes it was hard for me to keep, because I like to cook my thing. So, but, and sometimes I take one protein bar here, but I had to do it because I didn't have time to do anything otherwise.
But, like, if you're desperate.
But I was desperate too. I was hungry and I was so busy and, you know, I was on the set and I couldn't really stop and cook for me. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, sometimes when you said that, you know, it's supposed to be there until time, the time goes further because, you know, the filming, and then I would feel very hungry. Then I would have, you know, protein bar, very processed. I'll try to get one that's less processed, but my body is so used to whole foods that after I learned my schedule completely, this takes too many months, I start taking, you know, apples with me, you know, peanut butter and or almond butter and some fruits, you know what I mean? And then
green juices.
And I started, like, once I understood my environment, it took a couple of days. And then I had everything set. But I do, for example, have an apple instead of a chip. You know what I mean? It's such a much better for you anyway. You have all the, you know, good carbs that you need. And you have the sugar that you need in your body. Your body needs sugar as well. You know, from fruit sometimes is amazing, especially from apple. And
if you're doing it at home and then you leave for a little bit, it usually doesn't have, like, such a big effect if you have, like, this rhythm going.
And then also I think it's very important that you have a physical balance, a strong, flexible body that moves freely and efficiently. Mm-hmm. And this, it is the strength that comes from functional movements. So you have to have, like, the strong body and the balance. You have a balanced body, a physical balance when your movements are designed for a purpose, for something. Two things you have to understand, intention and purpose. Everything you do has to be intention, it has to be a purpose. If you're working out as no purpose, just doing something but not really purposeful or intention, you're not doing it right. So when you do something, make sure that an intention goes with, I'm doing this because I want to get healthy. Or I'm going to get better. I want to get, you know, my body gets, and you have to put intention to the workout. So you're present.
Wow.
Instead of just listening to music and going through the motions. A lot of people, they just want machine to the other. I don't think they know what they're doing, you know? But they're so used to the linear movement. And it's like most things we have today. People are so, you know, they see something, they copy. And then
it's like so man-made.
Yeah. It copy and paste, isn't it? And when you copy someone or somebody, you won't do exactly the same. So there's already deficiency. And then it started going to, that's why you have an intention and a purpose. I'm doing this because I want to get healthier. I want to get stronger. And this movement will make me strong. You have to have purpose in everything you do. And have their purpose as well, that I'm doing this and I feel the connection. I have something greater than me. Something's helping me to do this. It's not my energy drink. It's my own spirituality, my higher self. It's pushing me. Energy drinks, and for me, energy drinks, processed protein shakes, or even those, like, over the counter, you know,
the shots.
There, that's not too much. Your body.
Listen up, everybody.
you know.
Processed foods and energy drinks. No.
I was talking to a very well-known person that used to do fighting, raw fighting, the fighting.
Oh yeah.
And they said to me, before they were holistic people. And they said before every day, before every fight, they have an apple to give them energy.
What?
They are so clean that the sugar and the carbs, the apple gives so much energy and they can fight forever.
And that's a fighter.
The fighter.
A fighter.
It's not, yeah, they're not like taking artificial stuff. And because what happens to your body is not supposed to take anything artificial or processed. And then it gets in, your body's like trying to, you know, like to process this out of the body. It causes so much stress for your liver. And then when your liver is stressed, your fat is supposed to start burning in the liver. Okay. That's why a lot of people, and then when you have so much toxin, those for me, that's a kind of toxin, you know, all this in artificial ingredients, your body has to work so hard to process them out of the body. Then that's the space where you start burning your fat, or your fat starts circling your body. That's why people are getting so obese. And they eat a lot of processed foods, and the body has no way to eliminate this correctly. And when it's doing this, everything is so focused in eliminating those toxins that everything else is wasted, is left, you know, left to the second thought for the body. Because the body needs to get you the toxins, the first immediate thing.
So it's almost like you're working the body harder. A lot of people talk about, like, I want to work on my, like, I'm having an arm day or a leg day or the abs or whatever. So with your workouts, it's a full body situation. Yes. It's not really based on the arm or what, like you said, like if you're completely imbalanced, then the whole entire body is worked. Is that right?
Yes. I don't believe in isolating muscles. Because your body is your body, you name the muscles, but the body is one muscle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With the arm. So when you start isolating the muscles, then we create imbalance in the body. Mm. You see a lot of people that have huge biceps and skinny legs, or women that have a big butt and great arms. You can't work like that. You can't just focus on one thing. You have to work everything in harmony. Harmony for the body is the answer for safety, for no injury, for longevity, for flexibility. And that's why the bands, when I work with the bands, I will focus more in a certain muscle when I'm like doing tricep with the band. But everything, when I do tricep with the bands, your core is working a lot.
Yes.
Your legs are working because the bands, the long band I put in your foot to your arm. So all the side of the body is working. The whole side is working at the same time to support the movement. Even by stepping on the band and getting the band with your arms at the edge, you have this vibration of also the vibration of the band is so good for your body because you are made of vibrations. So all these things connected makes you feel whole. Makes you feel strong and everything works correctly in your body.
Wow.
And isolating muscles.
There's like a mind body connection. It's completely.
That's why sometimes people do three times a week. Two times a week with my workout is perfect because you need time to recover from this as well. You know, that's why I can do a yoga class. So your body settle down a little, you know, and then you pick up again. Because if I do work with the bands about every day, this person would feel also very sore all the time. Because you have time to recover. We have time. You need time to recover.
Yeah.
No matter, even if it is a great workout, you have to let your body just recover from the workout.
And so with that, you have your beautiful new book, Your Invisible Shield.
Could you talk
a little bit about that? I'm sure you probably covered a lot of it. Oh, here it is.
It's like my book, Your Invisible Shield, I started writing in 2016. And it took me a long time to edit it because I wanted to make like a novel. Because usually I have like nutritional books, but it's not a nutrition book per se, but it talks about nutrition. It's about a life, you know, it's about my experience about meditating. It's about my philosophy. And nutrition is the greatest part. And so you read like a book about nutrition, whatever, after like 10 pages, you want to put it down, you know, because it's kind of boring, you know? I want to make like a romance. Like I don't call them chapter, I call steps. Step one, step two. And you can't put it down. You can't read my book in 2 days because you want to know what is coming. It's like reading a romance. Every chapter ends, you want to know the next one. You know, there's this synergy in the book that is very hitting as well. I love my book. It is called Your Invisible Shield, Your Food, Your Thoughts, Your Vitality.
Amazing. And it sounds like it just kind of like hits the body and kind of like immerses in.
Yes. And I made a very simple. And for example, at the end of every chapter, know this, try this and why. Oh, this fleeing bloating should not become a habitual event. Listen to what your body is trying to tell you and act upon it. Try this and why. So I always tell at the end of every chapter why. Try this, you know, if you're feeling this, try this and why.
I love that. We all need that.
And my book was reviewed by a PhD doctor, so I'm sure everything is very safe here. Yeah. And it's kind of funny, and I made a way that people read and enjoy reading, not just putting
it. I love it so much. And it's like find it?
Amazon. You can.
Wonderful.
You can find Your Invisible Shield at Amazon, or also if you go to my Instagram, there's a link to the Amazon. And also the last thing I want to say about this. It is like a kind of poem, my book. It's a letter. I love letter to the world, to my fitness life that I have so far. It's kind of hitting in a way because it is so like easy to read and itself. So, my God, this is so, you know, I have this in my kitchen. I never use this. I make like a coffee book because you can leave in the counter in your kitchen, you consult all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Or in the living room, you know. So those are things that will never get old. They're not a fad book. It's a factual book.
Wow. You know? Thank you. And I love it. And it's just like, I feel like you've simplified it down for all of us. And you've seen the most amazing clients and created the most beautiful bodies. So it's incredible with the system that you have.
Because I think that's also, I think those people that start working out with me and they have like amazing bodies and their personality also have gotten better. They feel better. And when you feel better, you're a better person, isn't it?
Right.
You want to do better things. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's a human thing. You feel good. You feel good about the world. You feel good about everything. You don't feel good about yourself. You feel better about everything, you know?
Whole entire
you always start within yourself.
Strength. Yes. Yeah.
You always start within yourself. And that's pretty much, and also one thing that I incorporate in my technique is healing through movement, you know? And I love your concept of the Project Pure because our world is so in need for healing.
Yeah.
You know, we need to heal. Fitness in a fitness, not just physical, it is a form of self-care and spiritual alignment, you know? So when you reconnect your bodies through a gentle, mindful movement, proper hydration is very important, water, and nourishing with whole foods, we unlock such a potential to heal, to thrive, and to inspire others. It's so simple.
Yeah.
I think we all have to understand that we all have everything within us already. We just have to explore, be curious, you know?
And to play, just, and that's the
and
model.
And to play,
of the work,
yes.
Play, no push.
Play, because what it is everything is why rigid and stressful movements when you can have like joyful, you know, like flowing movements. And it end up doing such a better job for you and for everybody around you because you become a better person. Because you just become a better person because you understand yourself more.
Beautiful.
You have more, and then comes confidence. Confidence is everything in life, you know.
Yeah,
I don't believe in making to you for faking till you make it. No, you just have to do the process, learn little by little. Don't fake until you make it. I think I've seen people that fake until you make it, they still fake until now. Continue faking.
And then we can run into problems when we're using things that can help fake the thing.
Yes.
So
I think that's the problem with the world right now. Everybody's faking, especially I've Instagram. If fake until you make it. And so everybody's like falling apart now because there's so much you can fake in life.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jeff. This is a beautiful conversation.
Oh, my pleasure.
I hope everyone will get your book on Amazon, Your Invisible Shield, your Instagram handle, if anyone wants to find you and even get you for, if you're open to, I don't, are you taking new clients on?
Sometimes I have the, yeah, we can always try to, you know,
reach
sometimes
out.
I have the space, yeah, to reach out thing. Yeah, it'll
and
be a
how
pleasure.
Can people find you on Instagram?
My Instagram is Jeff Dipperon, my name.
And yeah, and we'll put it in the information below.
Yes.
But thank you so much, Jeff.
Oh, my pleasure.